Does Rome find its savior? What about Macrinus? Does he succeed? Tell us.
Well, I don't want to give everything away, but Variety said Lucius becomes more than just a warrior seeking revenge. He finds his idealism again, represents a hope that Rome can save itself.
Hope amidst the chaos.
Interesting.
Because
Yeah.
it makes you wonder, does Gladiator II ultimately revel in all that Roman brutality, or is there a message of hope there, a possibility of something better, especially with all the, the historical liberties and the focus on spectacle?
That's what makes it so interesting. It's not a simple black and white story. It gets you thinking, debating. It's a nuanced look at power, at ambition, the way violence just seems to repeat itself throughout history. There's room for different interpretations.
So how do you interpret the ending? What are we supposed to take away from it all? Are we cheering for Lucius and his quest for revenge? Or are we hoping for something different for Rome?
I think Lucius's story, it shows that tension between clinging to tradition and, well, embracing change. Rome's past is full of violence,